So welcome to Friday Focus, 17th of September. Here we are again, familiar faces on the session. And we're here to talk about Linktree, a very, very simple little tool that allows you to create a series of links behind a single link, okay? It is as simple as that. This probably this Friday Focus might end up being the shortest Friday Focus on record, or it might not, but I'm not expecting it to be particularly long because it is particularly simple. So what is Linktree? And I should just say that I'm not sponsored by Linktree, by the way, even though I'm going to be selling its virtues as we go through this. But I really, really like it. It's super cool. And I'm going to show you a couple of examples kind of where I'm using it in just a moment. So all you have to do to get to Linktree, and I will explain what it is you go to Linktr, so linktr.ee. And you will find that you can set up a little account. There is a pro version, which has a few more features for sort of putting in a little bit more customization. And it's got some sort of different link settings and things. But here's an account that I've just recently refreshed my account. So it's pretty fresh and pretty new. But what other link or any digital tool can get you a 30% click-through rate on views? I don't see that anywhere else. I don't know. I mean, you might be doing something that can get more than 30% click-through rate, but I don't see that very often. So to me, that was a, okay. And as you can see, it's still sort of quite a new, this particular account that I've set up here. But from 34 views, 11 clicks, there's something useful in here. And they're not all me, by the way. I didn't just go there click, click, click to make the numbers look good. But what is Linktree? So Linktree is basically an individual URL. Okay, so I've got this URL, Linktree/Neil Wilkins. Okay, so you can go in, Linktree/your organization, Linktree/your personal name. I'm going to just do the personal one to start with, just because it's easier and it's easier to kind of get your head around it. But what it does, it allows you to put a tree of links behind that URL, okay? So if you are to click on Linktree/Neil Wilkins, you will come to my little Linktree page, which is a profile image, a choice of color or branding if you go for the pro version, a little description, a little bio, and then a tree of links. It's not actually a tree, but it's a series of links that you can choose. And in your little dashboard, you can choose where the links go. And then you can click on them and drag them and reorder them. It is as simple as that. You can also put in, if you don't want to put specific social networks actually within here, which you can, so you could actually have all of these as your social media, but it also gives you an opportunity at the bottom to put your social media and also podcast links. So if you have a podcast, you can put them in there. Because I really push my podcast, I've also got my podcast link in there. These are links out to specific areas of my website, specific pages, and that's the main URL to my website. So why am I so excited about Linktree? Because it's just a tree of links. Well, the biggest reason is because in things like Instagram, and here's a screen grab of my Instagram, you only get the opportunity to put one individual link in to your bio. So what Linktree allows you to do then is literally beyond one click, it allows you then to be able to showcase the other links that you might want people to choose from. So if your call to action is really, really simple and you only want people to go to a specific location because it's very, very focused for you, then that's fine and you probably don't need Linktree. But for me, I have different kinds of approaches through my social media, people coming in for different reasons. So I want them to be able to choose from a variety of different options. So Linktree allows you to post one link, but showcase a tree of other links. Now, to me, that is the genius of this. It's so, so simple. A single click, okay, there is another click in the customer journey, but it allows me to point people to multiple places from one link. And just moving across here, there's another little example from within Twitter. Okay, so some of these social networks don't allow you to have multiple links. Obviously, LinkedIn and Facebook, you can have as many links as you like. You can have as many organizations or websites or other social networks as you want to put into your profile. But these two, Instagram and Twitter as examples, only allow you one in your bio. So to me, it's really important to be able to do that. So that is Linktree. That is what it is, allowing you to have a series of links behind a single Linktree account URL. And that's it. Thoughts, observations, anybody else using it? Anybody see a use for it and a reason that they might get interested? Or does nobody else see the point of it?
I've got a quick question. This might be really basic, but you've got five links there. Can you have as many links as possible or as few? Or
yes, you could literally just have two. No, okay. It isn't just the five. I just had the five because I wanted them all on one screen on an iPhone.
Okay.
And so what I did is I just literally wanted it as a single screen. But I have had in my previous account, I had about seven or eight, but people had to kind of scroll down. I thought it was just a little bit too many. So I kind of refined it down to the things I want people to really think about. And then in the footer, I put in the social networks because originally I had my social networks as links as well, but I put those in my footer just to tidy it up really.
Excellent. I'll consider using this for our service, I think, or put it forward anyway. Yeah, because it's quite nice and handy. So you're saying five is the optimum for phones like iPhones, Android?
That's how many I found works really well on screen. Obviously it doesn't have to necessarily be phone. I mean, you can see it on desktop. It's obviously not a particularly exciting website because in essence, to people viewing it on a screen, on a desktop screen, it would look like a very, very simple website, but it is just a referral tool. It is just moving people to the next step in the journey. But for me, it's predominantly around kind of smartphone access really, although it does work on desktop.
Excellent, thank you.
Anybody else, any thoughts? Hannah, would you use it?
I don't really know what it is. Like how do you access it?
So to set up, you as an individual, you'd go to linktree.ee. So Linktree, as in the page, set up an account, you get a little dashboard, and you can then literally just, I mean, this is a screen grab of the dashboard. So you literally just go in, add new link, add new link, add new link, and you see it appear on the little side screen there, and press save, and you're good to go. And then you literally just copy that Linktree URL into your social networks.
Would it be better than using a home page?
Well, as I said right at the start of the session, is if you only want to be pushing people to a homepage and there is no other call to action that you have, then I don't think it's better. But if you have multiple choices that you want people to make because you have different people coming to you and seeing your social media for different reasons, like I do. So some people come to me because they're looking for the podcast and so they want to find my podcast, whereas other people are actually coming for mentoring or they just want to view my website. So I have different kind of reasons for people engaging with me on social. So I need to give them these different choices. But if you only have one, then no, keep the one.